This is Will Friedle from Pod Meets World. Let's be honest. The 90s gave us some great things. The music? Totally rad. The fashion? So fly. Home decor? That's a different story. In HGTV's new competitive series, Totally 90s House, two teams of iconic TV stars take on two homes frozen in time. Paired with HGTV experts, they'll turn dated spaces into fresh modern homes and compete for the ultimate bragging rights. Goodbye, honey oak cabinets. Hello, 21st century. Totally 90s House. Special series premiere starts August 26th at 9, 8 central on HGTV.
This is Rick Burgess from The Rick Burgess Show. If you're still auto-renewing your car insurance without shopping around, you are probably throwing money away. I'm telling you, go check out Insurify. In about 2 minutes, totally free, you can compare quotes from over 100 companies all in one place. Now, here's what I love. Insurify actually monitors your rates and alerts you when prices drop, so you never miss out on a better deal. Millions of people have used it to stop overpaying, and there's no reason you shouldn't too. Do yourself a favor. See what you can save right now at Insurify.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
I'm Michael Yum. I'm the CEO for PM Studios and the co-founder. I develop games, I publish games, and I help co-publish games, and I building a social network and e-commerce site. And,
oh, you do a lot. Yeah.
And I'm a hardcore gamer.
Yeah. So speaking about publishing games, so what is it that if somebody comes in, pitch you a game,
sure,
what is it that you always look for that makes sense for to be part of PM Studios?
So I started off as a developer, so I try to meet the director and sometimes the producer, and more than the game, I actually like to get to know the person first and then see, you know, what it is they're trying to build. Mm-hmm. And then I think it's important that they jive with me and this company, and so I try to make sure that it's a person that we would get along with, right? And so after that, you know, I look at the game, and then I used to support a lot more indies, and I still do, but you know, as times got harder, we got a little bit pickier, but again, the most important thing is, can I help this game is what I look for first.
Well, let's talk about one of the games, Wolf Among Us.
Sure.
How that came about.
So I had a mutual friend with the CEO, and he's like, hey, would you want to meet with his company? I was like, of course I want to meet with this company, right? And I was a big fan of Wolf Among Us and everything Telltale did. And so I go into this room, they walk in, and I was like, I'll be honest, like, I don't think you have to pitch me because I know everything about Wolf Among Us, right? I'm a big fan. I platinumed it. So I'm actually honored to be here with you guys. And I said, like, so I know that this game has been announced and what happened. And then they told me a little bit about the struggles. And I was like, well, here's what I can do for you if you'd be willing to work with me. It seems like, you know, there's some financial struggles and it's a very difficult market. You need help with marketing and production, and I can help you guys. Yeah. So, like, what is it that you need exactly? And so it was all of that stuff. We got together a few more times, and I was like, I'd love to see your milestone schedule, your roadmap, right? And I was like, so, you know, I could help fund this game. This time we should prepare to announce it. Make sure that everything's good with the team that you guys want to build up. And finally, it took a long time. And trust me, like, that's a game that I've been holding on to for a long time. And I look online to see people talking about it, and they thought it was canceled. And even like months before, everybody was posting that this game has been canceled. Right. And so it was really awesome to see.
Yeah.
Finally, the full reveal of it.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of the first one, mm-hmm. right? And I remember being at the Game Awards. Was it the Game Awards or Summer Game Fest?
Yeah,
Game Awards when it was announced. Mm-hmm. The crowd went nuts. So, like, finally, it's been so long, man. So, how was that, you know, hearing that reaction from the crowd once it was announced?
Yeah. I saw it too the first time they announced it. And then my marketing team is amazing. They pulled it off to reveal it again with Jeff at Summer Game Fest, and I got to sit in the crowd, and I saw everybody's, you know, excitement for it and the energy, and me and the team were really happy because, you know, we've waited years to finally experience it again.
Yeah.
And I think the most important thing now is that we don't want to let people down. So we're starting to show people stuff, right, and talking about it, and yeah.
Is this the first time you guys are actually showing the game to the public for the first time?
Well, yeah, it is. It is. So actually, it's behind closed doors. So
yeah.
Certain people are testing it out, but Wolf Remastered is up and people are able to see it.
Yeah, I got to see the remastered a few minutes ago. I'm excited to play that. Yeah. I think it is important to also add, like, you know, some history behind the scenes, because there's a lot of people don't know the process, how it is working on the game. And plus, a whole new generation are going to play this for the first time. Yep. And it's a great introduction for them to play the second game, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if you look at the history of Telltale games, they continue, right? So all your choices matter. And so it's really hard to go back to the old one and sync it with the new one, right? And so I think it's really important that the remastered introduces, you know, this new audience.
Yeah, yeah. So I know at Summer Game Fest, I think you guys had a couple games playable there. Can you tell us a little bit, like, what's, like, upcoming games that's coming from your side?
So we continue to support indie games, and we're focusing a lot on a game called Hua 2 right now.
Mm-hmm.
But a big initiative at this company was to support new licensed games, right? And take a new approach to it. So we're putting out Bluey. Actually, it just came out, right? Avatar Legends, My Time at Evershine. And another big focus of ours is a new community that we've been building in Marketplace called Panix.
And what was it called?
Panix.
Panix, okay.
And it stands for PlayStation and Nintendo and Xbox. And it,
very slick. Okay.
Yeah. And it's really, the "and" is really important. I'm a big gamer, and I see everybody fighting over the platforms, like Xbox versus PlayStation and this and that. But it should be about the games, right? And so bringing the community together for games is.
Yeah, I'm glad that you mentioned that, because I get so tired about which platform is better.
Yeah.
To me, it's the content, you know, like
exactly.
If it's something that's gonna take my attention away, hey, I'll play that. You know, I don't care where I could play it, you know? So I think now it's easier to find games in so many different platforms more than ever, right? So
I think, again, the community is really important, and giving developers and publishers resources to connect. And so when you make your account, you bind all your gaming accounts, so it collects data, and publishers will be able to sync with them. And you know, a big part of our business is doing physical games and co-publishing and distributing games. But I saw that there's way more to this, right? And merch and other options for publishers to sell stuff and connect.
Yeah, I mean, I know the industry has been changing where it comes to, like, okay, there's less physical now, not more digital. So why is it important to also support physical games on your side?
I think it's really the ownership. So some people follow me on social networks, and they know I'm a big game collector. I've spent 20 years collecting every game ever made and every variant. And so it's really important to own the game. And so it's sad to see that, you know, that part of the history is going to be gone, and you can't find delisted games anymore. And but again, yeah, so I want to support it as long as I can, as best as I can. And again, a new thing I've been learning is, like, merchandise is really important. So the fans want to, you know, collect stuff for the games. And so we're focusing on special collector's editions on Panix to really cater towards the fans. And, like, hopefully we're going to introduce some new stuff, like signed editions from the developers, right? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I buy a lot of physical albums.
Oh, you do?
Music, yeah. So I have, like, a lot of records, but I always try to get, like, special editions, one of those, like, rare editions, or, like you said, autograph sign. Because I feel like, hey, he signed it for me. You know, it's a different feeling than getting, like, a digital, digital thing, you know? So
I think it's really important. And then I go to these conventions and, like, PAX, and I see, like, fans waiting in line to get anything they can for that game, right? And so,
Yeah. So what are the things that have you learned being a developer that makes sense for your business now with PM Studio style? Was there anything that you have learned like, hey, you know what, I think we should do that for this?
So I had my ups and downs. This company's been around for 20 years, right? So I've tried make games that I always wanted to make, and they sometimes fail. So I don't know. I honestly don't know the right answer to this, but I do believe, like, the guy who's creating the game, or, you know, the director of the game, and just supporting their vision. And my job is now to, like, make sure it comes out to the market as fast as, you know, I can help release it, and then market it and really find its audience for them. And again, the PanX is being used for that. So everything I've learned from the publishing and development, I'm actually putting into here. So to help developers sell the games and reach their audience. Yeah.
Yeah. Out of the past 20 years, marketing has changed so much. What is it that you feel like that will be helpful now to marketing? And I feel like the attention from the consumers is, it goes quick. And also, like, what is it that, besides when you have a PanX, what is it you think is something that will work to promote these games that you guys have been publishing?
It's I guess our partnerships is a big part of it. So I try my best to get a first party support, or really talk to influencers, and really try to find communities for the game to help grow it. A good example is like Pipistrello. We released the fall indie game Pipistrello. Nobody knew what it was. We were staring at me in the hallway because it seemed like a similar game and a similar concept. But, you know, we tried our best. We released it, and the graphics were very retro, Super Nintendo era, so not a lot of people gave it a chance at first. But we kept putting in speedruns. We were asking collectors, did you able to send you a free collector's edition of the game? And one by one, they were all playing, and they're like, this is a really good game, right? And so they helped push it out, and we got in a Metacritic, and you know, it was in the top 10 of the year. And then actually I got to meet Mina, the Hall of Dev, and they were saying, we were aware of this game and we were scared of this game too. And I was like, that's funny because we were dodging your game. And you know, that's the amazing thing about indie communities. Like, they actually support each other. So they're like, hey, let's do a collaboration. And I was like, oh, that's amazing. Like, so they helped push our game and we're helping push their game. So it's really a community. Yeah,
the power of word of mouth.
Right? The word of mouth is extremely important.
Yeah. You know, I know you've been doing it for so long. What is it? Why is the reason you're still doing this still to this day, you know?
I love video games.
Yeah.
So I have every video game ever made, right? And if you check my achievements and trophies, I have 350 platinum trophies on PlayStation. I honestly don't know anybody else in the industry, even hardcore gamers, that have, like, achievement score that high. So I just obsessed with video games. Yeah.
Well, is there a game that inspired to become a developer?
Yes, actually. It was Luminous.
Ooh, classic. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you started with Luminous.
Yeah.
All right. Why is that?
I don't know. I had the PSP, and I was in college, right? And then I played this game and I completely zoned out, and that's like the first time I think music really played an important part of the game for me. And I don't know what it was, I completely zoned out and I became a huge fan. And so my first game was a PSP music game called DJ Max, right? So that led to that, and I'm grateful to that game for getting me to where I am.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. So what's next for PM Studios? What is it that you will love to do in the future that you haven't had a chance?
I'm really happy that I got to develop games that I've always wanted to, right? I did it from the arcade era to console, right? And I'm really happy that I get to publish games and help develop these games and co-publish, like, almost 100 games a year now. And really, I think I wanted to build something that I could do for the community. And that's why I'm building Bandex. Yeah.
Yeah, it's rare to get the vibe of like, I love games, you know, from CEOs. They're just all about the business and that's it, right?
Yeah.
But you being like this way, you can tell like it's the real deal.
Thank you.
Keep it up.
Sure.
Great work.
This is Rick Burgess from The Rick Burgess Show. If you're still auto-renewing your car insurance without shopping around, you are probably throwing money away. I'm telling you, go check out Insurify. In about 2 minutes, totally free, you can compare quotes from over 100 companies all in one place. Now, here's what I love. Insurify actually monitors your rates and alerts you when prices drop, so you never miss out on a better deal. Millions of people have used it to stop overpaying, and there's no reason you shouldn't too. Do yourself a favor. See what you can save right now at Insurify.com.